Welcome to the very first Big Brother Canada debriefing for Season 8 with your hosts, Karen, Jason, and Angelique. Brought to you by the Global TV app. Let's get ready for the season premiere tonight with a look at our new house guests. The views of these super fans in no way represents the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
Hi, I'm Angelique.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Jason.
I cannot believe it, guys. We're finally here. The new season is launching, and I don't know about you, but I'm super excited.
Very, very excited.
I'm excited for the supersizedness of it all.
Yeah. What exactly does that mean? Is it...
A little longer, I think.
Yeah, like they're spending more time in the house this time, right?
That's right. It's 12 weeks.
And as we can see from some of the promos, it seems to be superhero themed. I'd love to get into that a little more and see what that means for the house guests.
So apparently they come in ordinary. And then as the season goes on, we're going to see more and more of their superhero attributes.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Very interesting.
Oh, what I also love is the house design.
Yeah.
Apparently you walk in the door and at the top of the house, they're regular people, but as you go through the house, the design evolves and there are more superhero-y animations on the wall.
Hmm. Oh, that's pretty...
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Big Brother Canada always does such an amazing job with the house design. Every year it's a unique look. It's just like an overhaul from top to tail.
I love when we are watching the preview show and Arissa is like, watch out for the people hiding in the HOH bathroom because that's always where the best intel is found.
It's always funny because you wonder, like, you guys have watched this before, right? You should check the doors to make sure nobody's listening.
Yeah, right. Any nook
Say
and cranny.
Nothing. Yeah.
I got to be careful who I talk to and what I tell them.
Every year from the outside, we think it's so easy. Of course you should act this way. Of course you should behave that way. But I bet you as soon as those people get in the house, all their preconceived plans are out the window.
Well, you know what? They're probably talking just like us. Like, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to remember, like, always check all the doors. But it's like after a while, you just, like, you let your guard down and then it's... just goes.
Yeah, you're in there 24/7 and it eventually just becomes your life and your reality. So
I bet you they forget. They must forget the cameras are there or we wouldn't get some of the absolutely amazing drama that we get.
I think the only time they probably notice the cameras are there is if you're an early riser or late going to bed. If you're the last one awake or the first one awake in the house, that you're probably the only one noticing the cameras.
Yeah, if you're going to make a sandwich at 1 a.m, you're seeing those cameras following
you.
Oh, how bizarre would that feel?
Yeah, everyone talks a really good game in the biopack, but once you actually see, and I think too, once they meet the other people in the houses, your strategy has to change on a dime because you may think these are the type of players I'm going to have in my, and I know how to deal with those type of players, but if you don't have that, you've got to quickly adjust and adapt.
Well, I always find it interesting, the people are like, oh, you know, whether you're not looking for a showmance or you are looking for a showmance or like it doesn't matter, I'm going to backstab everybody to get to the prize. And it's like, but you don't actually know these people, right? Like, you go in there the first night and like you hit it off with somebody, it's like, oh, well, you know, we're like best friends for the next 12 weeks because you're the only person I'm going to see. It's like, are you really going to backstab that person?
Yeah.
So the worst has happened?
The worst has happened.
Sometimes they do.
I know
sometimes
they do, and it makes for
don't.
Great TV when they do. Oh, I love those parts.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to take a quick break, but you might want to listen up because the new Global TV app is a great way to catch up on any Big Brother Canada episode you may miss.
The new Global TV app. Stream anytime, live and on demand. Wherever you want to go, the new Global TV app can take you there. Not only can you continue to access your favorite Global TV shows, but now the Global TV app is also home to some of the most watched networks in Canada. HGTV, Food Network, Slice, W Network, Showcase, and History. All live and on demand when you sign in with your cable subscription. Plus, it's the first streaming product of its kind to provide all Canadians with free 24/7 access to local and national news feeds from Global News.
The first night would just be terrifying for me. Just you're meeting all these people. You don't first like trying to remember all their names.
Yeah.
And then like you don't know what these people are like. And everybody's being really friendly on the first night, right? Because you're trying to make friends. It's like, it'd be like going away to college for the first time, right? You meet all these people the first night. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to be best friends. And they're like, oh, maybe we don't really click as much as we thought after we had a few drinks.
At least if you're in school, you can get away from them. These people are locked in that house.
Yeah.
I just had enough. I can't take any more.
Well, I also find... a lot of people sort of say in that first week, I want to find a tight alliance. I want to find my ride or die. Yeah. But everyone is on their best behavior. Everyone is sort of trying to put up a front of who they're going to be, who they want to be, the person that people want to take to the end, that they're going to be their best friend, they're going to tell all their secrets to.
I always think that that's bad strategy, but it's worked for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, I'm going to find my ride or die in the first night. And it's like, but like,
Don't know these people.
Yeah, like last season with the Pretty Boys.
But at the end of the day, I'm riding with the Pretty Boys. That's where my loyalty lies.
Where like the four of them got together, like, yeah, we're ride or die. But then like Adam hit it off with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had that whole drama, like, well, is he or isn't he? Is he going to turn on them and go and stay with Sam? And it's like, he must have been like being ripped apart inside.
Yeah.
All because he made the decision to like make an alliance on the first night. And it's like, oh man.
Okay, and there's no guy alliance, right?
No.
What I found very interesting is when I watched the beginning of last season, I really didn't like Adam or Sam that much when they first went in the house. I thought they're fine,
yeah.
But they became my favorites over the season because I loved their chemistry together.
Yeah. We're going to a wedding on the show?
Yeah!
Yeah, I've never really enjoyed showmances personally. I like seeing more gameplay, but I think they might have been my favorite showmance of any season that I've ever seen.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I can't really think of one that was if with the American one, you got Jeff and Jordan, but that they weren't really I wouldn't even really call that a showmance. They clearly had a connection,
yeah.
And they weren't terribly great at the game.
Yeah,
although Jordan did win.
Yeah,
but you know, because she was just so sweet, nobody wanted to backstab her, right? I guess it's just great social game is that what got her to the end, but
too late.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this diabolical vote that Big Brother Canada has engineered this year?
No, as a viewer, I love it. But like as a player, that must be so hard.
Yeah.
When you find out that you're in the bottom four because Canada didn't vote for you, that's going to be a heartbreaker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Well, then that's when you see the mental fortitude of the
absolutely.
The contestants.
They might be broken before they even start the game.
Because I know back in season two, something similar happened to Andrew and it totally broke him.
Yeah.
Like absolutely broke him. And he was just so heartbroken because he could not handle the fact that, oh, does everybody think I'm a villain?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Brittany and Sarah?
Oh.
Yeah. And when
they were in the have-not room, it was that punishment where they took the two players, put them in the have-not room, and didn't tell them why. And they were in there crying, Canada hates us, why would they do this? And then that power
rose. That was a great scene.
That was amazing.
We're about to blow minds, Canada. We're about to blow minds.
And they're like, no, they love us after all.
Yeah.
That was honestly one of my favorite moments. And I watched all of that on the live feeds. And it was just...
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, because you're sitting there... As a live feed watcher, you're sitting there watching these two women in this room just like crying and consoling each other. And you're just on the other side saying, no, just wait. Just wait. Yeah. It's going to be really, really good.
Canada, can you believe it?
I know. And that makes for very compelling television.
I'm so curious how the superhero theme is going to play out. Like, are they going to have competitions where it's like you get like a superpower for a week?
Mm. I don't know. That'd be a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. Because like if you're the head of household and it's like, oh, you have telepathy this week, but it's really like you just have a screen where you can see whatever.
Oh, I so hope so.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
Or like almost the power of invisibility where you're sort of in the walls and you can see everything.
That'd be another great one.
You can go so many places with this theme.
Theme has legs.
I know, I'm very excited
go many places.
It.
Yeah.
I would be so psyched as a house guest if I went in there and saw a picture of myself
as a superhero.
Like, a five.
Absolutely. Yeah. It gives you a goal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to become that person.
Yeah. You know what? I wonder, though, because we've seen the images that they use for the promotions, but are those... I'm looking forward to seeing what images they put in the house because there seem to be some little clues in those pictures, like Madeline, who she has her tennis racket and she looks very cute, but there's spikes on it. So are people going to start looking at these images and being like, wait, maybe you're not the cute little...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe
there are clues to be found within the art...
Goodness, I'm going to have to go back online at globaltv.com or bigbrothercanada.ca and relook at all those pictures to see if I can find clues.
Yeah.
All right, so they're coming in the house tonight, and I know we don't know what they're really going to be like, but what are your feelings, guys? Is there anybody who you're sure is going to end up in a showmance, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I think Angie has already said that she wants multiple showmances.
Wasn't that hilarious? So, a love square, she said.
a quadrangle.
I'm looking for multiple showmances, not just one.
Not a love triangle.
No, maybe a love quadrangle, a love square. I don't know.
I'm rooting for her to find her showmance. Personally, as a crazy cat lady myself, I really connect with Brooke, so I'm looking to see how she does. I like the quirky girls in the house.
She should be hilarious.
I'm always curious about the East Coasters because they always seem to have the best social game.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how far Vanessa will go with it.
Yeah, and she's a lobster fisherman this year, so that's really interesting.
Yeah.
We all love strong females.
She's probably going to dominate the competitions. Like, yeah, that's not easy work.
No.
Even though we have a professional power lifter and we have a military man, and I think with... Isn't there a couple professional athletes in there? I thought Sheldon was super athletic, too.
He's a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be some.
Yeah, so he has no issue putting, like, risking life and limb to win something.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for listening, and make sure you tune in to Big Brother Canada tonight.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Next week, stay.
Don't miss the premiere of Big Brother Canada tonight on Global, brought to you by the Global TV app.